There's Kobe Morgan now to kick things off here as we begin the second half. Now he'll be set, ready to go. Here is the kick, a wobbly kick, line driver, and we drop down at the 32-yard line.
Like Evan Davidson came up with that recovery for the Bulldogs.
So it'll be first and 10 from Lincoln Christian's 32-yard line. 11:58 to go here in the third quarter.
It'll be interesting to see if we have the continuous clock after this first play.
So here we go. They'll set up. Looks like their backup quarterback. Looks like Landon Brown still out there. He'll hand it off. And the ball comes loose, and I think Dewey's picked it up. Dewey has picked up their first turnover of the night. And a good job there by Brandon Timmons. Picked up the loose ball, and it's now in control to Dewey.
First turnover of the evening for the Bulldogs. And deep in Lincoln Christian territory now are the Bulldoggers.
First and 10 from Lincoln Christian's 30. Hand off to Brandon Phelps, and Phelps not going anywhere. Now late flag comes in at about the 30-yard line. We'll check about the flag here during the moment.
Yeah, I think the Dewey running game is in the witness protection program. It's not been seen tonight.
Minus 19 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Personal foul, face mask against Lincoln Christian.
He's very emphatic about that call, wasn't he?
Yes. 15 yards for Lincoln Christian. Now he makes it first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Timmons now hands it off to Phelps. Sweeps to the left to the 15, 10, 5, and knocked out of bounds at the 2. No, they're going to say touchdown. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. Brandon Phelps on a 15-yard run to the left side, and Dewey finally on the scoreboard. And for Brandon Phelps, that is his third rushing touchdown of the year.
He was not to be denied. He had great second
effort. Here's a play action, and Timmons rolls to his right, still rolling. Now he'll roll again to the right, and he'll walk in for the two-point conversion. So the two-point conversion is good for Dewey. Timeout on the field, 11:30 to go in the third quarter, and your score, Lincoln Christian 57 and Dewey 8. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Well, after a Lincoln Christian turnover, Dewey finally on the scoreboard on a two-play, 30-yard drive. Brandon Phelps, a 15-yard run on the left side. He had to stretch it to get over the end zone. And it was good. Now, here's the kickoff. And it was caught at the 45 to the 50. Now, crosses into Dogger territory to the 43-yard line.
I'll bet you Derek Heineman does not get a lot of opportunity to return kickoffs. But he did a great job, that short kick by the Bulldogs.
Kobe Williams a little shaken up right now. And it looks like he's okay, ready to go. So Lincoln Christian, for the second time, has the ball in Dogger's territory from the 44-yard line. First and 10, now man in motion, and a high snap. And going to be sacked all the way to the 36-yard line. Boy, good job there by Nathan Sloan to get the sack there, but it was a high snap there for Brown. And now you're looking at second and a country mile all the way to Sepulpa. You're looking at second and 38. There's
second
a shotgun
29.
Formation. Pass caught at the 40, 45, and stretches to the 48-yard line. The reception there by Davis Patterson.
His second catch of the night, a nice little 11-yard pickup.
Gain of 11 will be third down and 18 from Lincoln Christian's 47-yard line. Shotgun formation for Brown. I snap and pitch it off there to Patterson. Jet sweeps to the right to the 50, crosses into Dogger territory, and down immediately at the 41-yard line. Nathan Sloan there on the tackle, but well short of the first down for Lincoln Christian, about 8 yards short.
He pitched that forward, so that'll go in the books as a forward pass. And as you said, short of the first down, fourth and eight for the Bulldogs. And get a man back on the field. He has no one covering him.
That's Patterson.
He's wide open. There's nobody over here.
Now they finally get something in there. Al Brown goes back to pass, still rolling. And he breaks one tackle to the 42. Now he tackled there at the 40. Good job there by Brandon Phelps. And the ball turnover on downs there for Lincoln Christian. So Dewey will have it first and 10 from their own, I would say, 39-yard line.
And the Dewey corner on this side, he was just kind of playing zone coverage on two guys, covering two at one time. The quarterback just couldn't look downfield long enough to see him.
Here's a shotgun formation. Phelps now rolls to his left, still rolling. He'll go to the 40 and down to the 45-yard line. Met up by a couple of Bulldogs players, a gain of five. It'll make it second down and five from the 45-yard line. Dewey going no huddle here. Three wide receivers, two on the right, one on the left. Hand off, Brandon Phelps sweeps to the left to the 45. Boom, down immediately at the 46-yard line. Look like Evan Davison there on the tackle. Still about 3 yards short of the first down. Make it third and three from the 47. Clock rolling, 8:50 to go in the third quarter. 57-8 favor of Lincoln Christian. Blake Timmons still out there at quarterback. Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Scholl now fakes to Scholl and pass over the head of Brandon Phelps at the 43-yard line. He was well covered there by Ethan Harp.
Well, they had the first down. If he could have got it just a little lower, Phelps got his hands on it, couldn't haul it in. And now fourth and three for the Doggers.
Fourth and three from the 47-yard line. Dewey will go for it more than likely. You have nothing to lose here. And now three wide receivers as Kasten Fry makes his return, lines up at the right side. We got a flag on the play. Looks like a false start against Dewey. Looked like Kasten Fry moved a little bit too soon. So a 5-yard penalty backs him up fourth and eight now from the 42-yard line. Timmons in a shotgun formation. Go back to pass. Breaks one tackle. And breaks another one. Now rolls to his right. He's going to keep going to the 45, to the 50, to the 45. Knocked out of bounds at the 42. And that's enough for a Dogger first down. But good patience there by Blake Timmons.
That's one of those decisions we talked about in the pregame that Blake's gotten much better at making. Brought it down. They're trying to get the middle screen going. It was well read by the Bulldog defense. So he rolled out to his right, couldn't find anybody, kept it for a nice 16-yard gain and a Dogger first down.
Doggers will have four wide receivers, two on each end. Timmons along with Phelps, a lone setback. Fry is in motion. They'll hand it off to Fry on a jet sweep to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. To the 25, down the 24-yard line. Good run there by Kasten Fry, and enough for a Dogger first down. It's going to give Dewey a little confidence here on this drive, don't you?
Yes, sir. And that was Cole Hawkins, number 18 on the carry for 19 yards and a Dewey first down.
Okay.
We want to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, that's true. I thought it was Kasten Fry, but
that's
it's all
right.
Cole Hawkins. And they're going to give it to Hawkins again, runs to the middle, spins around to the 20-yard line.
I believe that's the first time all year we've seen him run between the tackles, and he did a nice job, 5-yard gain.
Well, still without Hunter Brewer tonight. Also, Brandon Tidwell not in action here tonight after getting hurt late in the first quarter. Timmons now goes back to pass, and he's sacked at the 27-yard line. And he's sacked there immediately by the big guy, Derek Heineman.
Yeah, his motor's still running from returning that kickoff a while ago.
Yeah.
Heineman did a great job.
So they'll spot the ball at the 27-yard line, a loss of 7, 3rd and 13. Three wide receivers to the right. The snap. Timmons throws in the middle. Has a man open. Caught. 10-5. Good night, Dewey. Touchdown, Bulldoggers. That is Kobe Morgan on a 27-yard pass from Blake Timmons. And Dewey puts some more points on the board, but down a lot. And for Blake Timmons, actually Kobe Morgan, that's his 6th touchdown reception of the season.
And his 6th reception on the evening tonight as well, Adam.
Dewey going for 2. Timmons throws and throws behind Cole Hawkins. And the 2-point conversion, no good. Speaking of Timmons, that was his 9th passing touchdown of the season. Timeout on the field, 6:23 to go in the third quarter. It is Lincoln Christian 57 and Dewey 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Dewey Bulldoggers football here on Real Country KRIG. Well, nice drive there for Dewey. 9 plays, 61 yards. Kobe Morgan on a 27-yard pass from Blake Timmons. The 2-point conversion, no good. And Dewey trails 57-14. And Kobe Morgan will kick things off here for Dewey. As Brandon Phelps has to hold the ball. Kind of a windy night here in Tulsa. Here's a kick, and it's a wobbly kick, and the ball comes loose, but it's picked up by Lincoln Christian and down immediately at the 46-yard line.
I think that was Heineman again. That's his second kickoff return on the – he probably said, yeah, I've got 2 more tonight, Coach, and I've got all year.
Now they'll spot the ball at the 47-yard line. 1st and 10 for Lincoln Christian.
We know those linemen, though, love to get their hands on that football.
Well, they do. Landon Brown still a quarterback for Lincoln Christian. Shotgun formation. Handoff. Sweep to the left side. Down at the 47-yard line immediately. Good job by Nathan Sloan.
Yeah, Nate made a great play. He called his name a couple of times tonight.
He's had a pretty good night tonight defensively for the Doggers. No gain on the play. It'll make it 2nd and 10 from the 47-yard line. And again, a shotgun formation for Landon Brown. Man in motion. Jets sweep there to the left side, and he spins around and loses yardage. Down to the 37-yard line.
Lane Branch. What a
Lane
play.
Branch is the one that made the tackle, the 5'11", 165-pound senior. They'll spot the ball, the 40, a loss of 7. They'll make it 3rd and 17. Early against the second unit here for Lincoln Christian. 5:19 then counting here in the third quarter. A snap. Bad snap. Brown picks it up, though. Rolls to his right. Throws a screen, and it's incomplete. Nobody in the area for Lincoln Christian. Yeah, and it's intentional grounding against Lincoln Christian.
Yeah, Brandon Phelps, the closest person to that ball, and he was a Dogger.
So it'll be a loss of down. 4th and a country mile.
Is a country mile longer than a city mile?
Yes, it is. A lot. They'll spot the ball to 25 on an intentional grounding against Lincoln Christian. 15 yards, loss and down. So now you're going to make that 4th and 32.
And we've got another Dogger, Drake Scholl, out here limping to cover this punt.
Now the snap. High snap, and it's a good kick, and nobody there to...
No Hunter Brewer to return that.
No Hunter Brewer, no nothing. as they'll spot the ball at the 39-yard line. A good defensive stop there for Dewey as they'll take over from their own 39-yard line with 4:59 to go in the third quarter, 57-14 favor of Lincoln Christian. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Ekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
So we've got Kobe Hawkins back with Brandon Phelps with Timmons.
Here's a handoff. Hawkins gets the sweep to the left side of the 40 and knocked down at the 45-yard line. So Cole Hawkins getting some action here as a tailback. They list him as a wide receiver, but because of the thin running backs that Dewey has this evening, well, they have to go with Hawkins. And a gain of 5 makes it 2nd and 5 from the 45-yard line. The snap by Blevins. Pass is caught by Morgan to the 45, to the 40. Spins around, breaks a tackle to the 35, spins another tackler, and down at the 32-yard line. So enough for a Dogger first down in Lincoln Christian's territory.
They're 23 yards on Kobe Morgan tonight. Got 7 catches on the evening, Adam, for 73 yards.
Shotgun formation for Blake Timmons. A snap, hands it off to Brandon Phelps. Breaks a tackle, runs to the right, to the 20, to the 15, tackled immediately at the 11-yard line. Good run there by Brandon Phelps.
They had such a good week last week against Kellyville. Of course, a little stiffer competition tonight, but getting to play against this second team of the Bulldogs, showing what he can do with the football.
1st and 10 from the 11. They can get another first down here before they reach the end zone. Timmons out of shotgun formation. Hand off. Brandon Phelps sweeps to the left, to the 10, down to the 9-yard line.
And his, it looks like his feet just kind of left him. He was trying to make a cut there on the turf and just went down.
2nd and 8 from the 9. Clock rolling with 3:20 to go in the third quarter. 57-14 favor of Lincoln Christian. But Dewey has put 14 points here in the third quarter. Cole Hawkins along with Brandon Phelps and Blake Timmons. And Hawkins gets it, sweeps to the left side to the 10, down at the 9.
Yeah, and Brandon Phelps missed his block on that one. He picked up the wrong person, didn't see, couldn't get a number, but didn't see the linebacker shooting through the gap there to make that tackle.
No gain on the play, make it 3rd and 8 from the 9-yard line. They get to the 1 for another first down. Now Timmons in a shotgun formation, 3 wide receivers, a snap. Timmons rolls to his right, still rolling, again still rolling, and finally throws the ball away.
Good decision.
He was looking at Kobe Morgan at the end zone, but they were all covered there, and now you're looking at 4th and 8 from the 9.
Really
clock
like the,
stops with 2:33 to go.
Really like the versatility of Cole Hawkins not being able to play tailback and wide receiver and do both. Well for the Doggers tonight when they're undermanned and they need his help on a
two wide receivers to the right. Timmons now throws in the end zone, has Kobe Morgan through his hands and incomplete. And Dewey will turn the ball over on downs. Good try though by Blake Timmons and Kobe Morgan, but pass went through Morgan's hands. And possession back to Lincoln Christian.
Coach Henley helped Blake out on that as he rolled the pocket out to the right, give him a little extra time, and just couldn't quite make the connection.
2:28 to go in the third quarter. Score 57-14 favor of Lincoln Christian. Looks like Landon Brown back in the lineup here for Lincoln Christian under center. Shotgun formation. Handoff to the tailback. Sweeps to the right. To the 10, knocked down the 11-yard line.
Looks like that was Gardner on the carry that time, Adam.
And there to make the tackle for Dewey. Looks like Braden Lewis. Cole Hawkins there on the tackle. Gain of 3. Makes it 2nd and 7 from the 12.
Yeah, we haven't seen Kobe Williams at corner this week either.
He's been out there for a little bit. Now the pass, screen pass, caught at the 10 to the 15, dances to the 16-yard line out of bounds. Colby Williams has been out there.
I see him now. You're right. He's playing the nickelback position in that particular.
Going to be third and five from the 15-yard line. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. 57-14, Lincoln Christian on top. Shotgun formation for Brown.
I think all of Brown's completions tonight have been to Patterson.
Now the snap, handoff, and roll to the left of the 15, to the close to the 20-yard line. We got a flag on the play, and a good tackle there by the Doggers defense.
Yeah, I thought Gardner had that corner quicker, and Dewey Pursuit was able to catch up to him, drop him close to a first down, but we'll see what this flag is.
Looks like Travis Owens there on the tackle for Dewey.
Flag is at the 15. That's going to be
legal holding. Block in the back against the Bulldogs. So, 10-yard penalty. It's going to make that third and close to 12 from the 9-yard line. The snap. Brown now throws to the left side, and the pass is caught at the 40, 45-50, 45-40, 35-30, 25-20, to the 15, to the 10, 5, touchdown, Lincoln Christian. Davis Patterson on a 91-yard pass from Landon Brown, and Lincoln Christian increases their lead.
Wow. Kobe Morgan just couldn't quite catch up to him.
First touchdown reception of the night for Davis Patterson, and now Pearson Bash will attempt the extra point. There's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Lincoln Christian 64 and Dewey 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that took four plays, 91 yards. Davis Patterson on a 91-yard pass from Landon Brown. The point after good, 64-14 favor of Lincoln Christian.
You ever seen so many fast kids all on one team, Adam? Man,
I haven't in a long time. And they're, you know what? Again, I'll say this. They're not big, but they're fast and athletic.
Yeah, very, very reminiscent of what we saw in Locust Grove last year. They're just kid after kid could fly down the field.
The thing about look between these two, Lucas Grove has their line is, I think, a little bit bigger.
Yeah, they've got some beef on their defense.
They have beef on their line. That's probably the only difference. Here's a kick. High kick. Phelps going to get it at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, 25, 30. Breaks one back into the 40. 45, 50. 45, 40. 35, 30. 25, 20. 15. Knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Now a late flag comes in.
He may have got pushed out of bounds after he'd already stepped out.
Brandon Phelps, that time, at least a 70-yard kickoff return, but he'll probably go add some more on a late hit by Lincoln Christian. Yep, personal foul against Lincoln Christian. That's going to be like a first and goal from the 10.
60 yards and penalties. About the only black mark against the Bulldogs tonight. The only thing they haven't done well is the penalty yardage.
Well, we kind of have confusion right now. Who's at quarterback here? Are they going to go the Wildcat? There's a snap. Handoff. Brandon Phelps down at the 8-yard line. A flag on the play. Actually, a new player, Cole Brown, now face mask. against Lincoln Christian. Looks like that Blake Timmons not out there.
No. I brought in a new quarterback. Looks like
Chase Revard is the backup quarterback. He's in there in the game. So it's going to be second and goal now. Revard now hands it off to the tailback. He'll be short of the goal line. That is Cole Brown. So it'll be second and goal now from the Dewey from about inside the one. So Revard now under center. That'll be the final play of the third quarter. We're through three quarters in your score. It is Lincoln Christian 64, Dewey 14. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. While we were away, it was Cole Brown on the handoff, and he loses a couple of yards, and now it's going to be third and goal from the five.
Yeah, Revard's got Brown and Nolan Hershock back there with him in the backfield.
A snap, and Revard, and the ball comes loose. Ball comes loose, and looks like Lincoln Christian has picked it up. It looked like that he was going to hand it off to Nolan Hershock, and it was kind of a miscommunication there, and Dewey turns the ball over. So Lincoln Christian will have it back deep in their own territory in their own 15-yard line. Again, Dewey trails 64-14.
Can't say enough how impressed I am with the Lincoln Christian program. It's first rate, from facilities to the kids in the band to the players on the field to the hospitality we've received tonight.
Hand off is to the tailback. He spins around. Oh, the ball comes loose, and actually they're going to call it dead. Hand off that time was, I believe, Brendan Harris.
Right. He's already fumbled once tonight. He just about
loss of four makes it second and 14 from the 11.
Almost had his second consecutive fumble. That can't bode well for him in practice next week.
Shotgun formation for Brown. Handed off to Harris. He'll sweep to the right side of the 15 to the 20. Flag on the play. Knocked out of bounds immediately at the 25-yard line.
They're bringing it back.
They're going to bring this one back.
Holding.
Dylan Bridges is the one that pushed him out of bounds. A hold against Lincoln Christian.
Harris shows great speed as he got around the corner in a hurry.
And it's now going to be second and, again, a country mile from the five.
He gets to open the field. He runs like his hair's on fire.
Second and 21, handoff. Boom, down he goes to the 9-yard line.
That was Revard on the tackle.
Chase Revard there on the tackle. I bet his dad taught him that. Third down, gain of five. It'll be third and 15.
I'm sure Chris is across the way watching this action.
So shotgun formation for Brown. A snap. Brown now rolls to his left, throws, pass incomplete. Davis Patterson there was the intended receiver, and it's now fourth down and about 15. In the top of the sixth with one out, New York Mets over the Los Angeles Dodgers 3-2, thanks to Jay Stump for texting me that info.
On my stat sheet, I think that's only the second incompletion of the game for the Bulldogs between two quarterbacks.
So Lincoln Christian back to punt. High snap. That gets it off cleanly. A high kick. And it's going to take a Dewey bounce of the 47-yard line. That was kind of a spin right there.
Wind caught it.
Actually, the wind was in his back.
I know, but it caught it when it hit the ground and bounced and flew it back across the 45. 9:52.
And so let's see what Chase Revard and that Dewey offense can do here on a first and 10 from Lincoln Christian's 47-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation looks like on a Rivard. Handoff is to Hershock, and he'll spin around to the 46-yard line. Nolan Hershock, a 5'10", 160-pound freshman, son of Coach Eddie Hershock, head baseball coach for Dewey. Second and nine now from the 46-yard line. Three wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Rivard now rolls to his right, throws the pass incomplete. Intended for Hershock, went through the hands, and it's third down and nine. Notice about Chase Rivard, he has a good arm to throw. He could be a good throwing quarterback. He's a player to watch.
Got to learn to get those hips around and make that throw on the run. He'll be a good one.
There's third and nine. Lincoln Christian looks like they're going to blitz here. Got seven players on front line. Now they back up a little bit. There's a snap, Rivard. And Rivard, boy, he got sandwiched there at the 46-yard line. Brandon Shearer there to make the stop. So it'll be at the 48-yard line, a loss of five. It'll make it third down and actually fourth and 16. Clock rolling just under 9 minutes to go. 64-14 favor of Lincoln Christian. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Here's a snap, the kick by Morgan. And that's going to take a Lincoln Christian bounce to the 32-yard line. Colby Holt there to stop the football. And the Bulldogs will have it back first and 10 from the 32-yard line. And after our broadcast, we'll have our high school scoreboard show. We'll have all the scores and highlights for you for week 7 of high school football. And again, back at quarterback, Landon Brown, the snap. And quarterback keeper to the 30, 35, down at the 37-yard line. Oh, nice job there by Kasten Fry.
I think that's Grauer running quarterback now, number 9 for Lincoln Christian.
You're right, it's Dalton Grauer, the third quarterback they've used here today. Gain of 5, makes it 2nd and 5 on the 37-yard line. Grauer into shotgun formation. Hand off, tail back, and dances to the middle to the 40-yard line. Cole Brown, who lost his helmet, makes the tackle. And the Dylan Hare there was a tailback. Third and one for the Bulldogs from the 41-yard line. Grauer in the shotgun formation. Hand off again to the tailback Hare. Breaks one tackle and can't get away from another. He may have lost a yard back to the 40-yard line.
I think he did. Good swarming defense by the Bulldoggers that time on
Jacob,
third short.
Jacob Shambles there on the tackle. A loss of one makes it fourth and two from the 40. Clock running with 7:20 to go in the ball game. 64-14 favor of Lincoln Christian. Looks like Lincoln Christian may go for it here. A little confusion right now for Lincoln Christian.
They're trying to get the right personnel. I think they'll back up and punt this.
Yeah, Grauer's back in the punting formation. The snap and a wobbly kick. And, boy, that's going to take a Lincoln Christian bounce to the 15, to the 10, and roll out of bounds at the 8, thanks to the wind.
Nice kick.
Yeah,
almost
nice.
Blocked.
Yeah, it was almost blocked there. Good coverage there by Dewey's defense. But the Bulldoggers will have the ball, first and 10 from their own 8-yard line. Again, 6:51 to go in the game, 64-14 favor of Lincoln Christian.
I'd like to see Rivard engineer a nice little drive here and put it into the end zone. Give the freshman a little bit of confidence going down into next week.
Rivard in shotgun formation. Handoff is to Hershock, and he is stopped at the 8-yard line.
Nothing doing there. Whole pack of Bulldogs.
So no gain on the play. Makes it second and 10 from the 8. Revar now to shotgun formation. The snap. Handoff again. I believe this time's a fullback. Breaks one tackle to the 10 to the 12-yard line. That's Cole Brown this time on a sweep to the left side.
Got good
Brandon Shear there on the tackle. About 6 yards short of the first down. That'll make it 3rd and 6. And that'll be from the 12-yard line. Colby Williams now gets off the sideline. 3 wide receivers to the right. Now Revard rolls to his right. Still rolling. Throws, and the pass incomplete. Nolan Hershock was the intended receiver. And now still 4th and 6 for Dewey from the 12. That stops the clock with 5:44 to go in the game. Next week, Dewey hosts Berryhill while Lincoln Christian makes a short trip to Kellyville. Kobe Morgan now back to punt. Now the snap. A wobbly kick. Not a good punt at all, but does get a good Dewey bounce to the 38-yard line. So Lincoln Christian will have excellent field position. In the third quarter from the beach, it's Commerce 13 and Pawhuska 12. So here is Dalton Grauer back in the lineup at quarterback for Lincoln Christian. He'll line up in a shotgun formation, a receiver on each end. Handoff is to Harris. Sweeps to the right, and he's met up. Didn't get any yardage there to the 38-yard line. Brandon Shambles along, looks like Patrick Stevenson there to make the tackle. Actually, he lost some yardage there, back to the 43. So it'll make it 2nd down and 15.
Both teams getting their reserves some good action here in a varsity game, Adam.
And off again, tailback, sweep to the – actually, quarterback keeper, Brower, or Grauer again to the 40, down to the 34-yard line. And again, Patrick Stevenson there on the tackle.
Very good on that read option. He's an excellent running quarterback.
Gain of 9 on the play. It'll make it 3rd down and 4. And Grauer now brings in the signal. 2 wide receivers to the left. A snap. Hands it off. And gets no good. The ball comes loose. And I think Dewey has picked it up. Nope, it's Lincoln Christian that's going to pick it up. Dylan Hare had the ball, and that ball was stripped. And down at the 39-yard line. And Dewey's territory. And going to be a loss of yardage. Will now be 4th and 10 from the 39. That was a loss of 6. Grauer in the shotgun formation. And Grauer's going to keep it. Rolls to the right, to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, down the 21-yard line. Jacob Shambles on a touchdown-saving tackle. Enough for a Bulldogger first down. For a Bulldogs first down.
Bulldogs, Bulldoggers.
So it'll be 1st and 10 from Lincoln Christian from the Dewey's 21-yard line. There's a snap. Handoff is their fullback. Breaks one tackle. Runs to the left. To the 15, get another brisk tackle to the 10, to the 5, rumbles and stumbles to the 2. Jace Ward there on the ball carrier. And again, there were about 3 missed tackles there for Dewey. And that's going to make 1st and goal for Lincoln Christian. think they're going to spot that ball to the 4-yard line. 3:20 and counting in this ball game. 64-14 favor of Lincoln Christian.
Running out of place to put names on my stat sheet.
Oh, boy. Grauer in a shotgun formation. Receiver to the left. Hand off this time is her fullback, and that is Jace Ward again.
I think that's Scott Fraley on this particular carry. Another new name for us.
The end of the sixth inning, New York Mets lead the Dodgers 3-2. So it'll be second and goal from the one. Grauer to shotgun formation. Grauer hands it off to the fullback. He's in. Touchdown, Lincoln Christian. Did you see who?
Yeah, that's number 40. That's Scott Fraley, a 5'6", 154-pound freshman into the game for the Bulldogs.
That one, Fraley. Yeah, it is Fraley. Scott Fraley. On a 1-yard run. Here's a snap. The ball kick is blocked. That was blocked there by Dewey. Looked like Jacob Shambles there to block that extra point. And the kick, no good. Timeout on the field. 2:25 to go in the game. It is Lincoln Christian 70 and Dewey 14. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Doggers Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Well, that took 4, 5, 6, 7 plays and 38 yards on that drive. Here's a kick, and it's caught at the 10, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, down to the 35-yard line. And that was Kobe Morgan there on the kickoff return.
And, of course, the Bulldoggers have the dubious distinction of giving up 70 points for the second time this year.
Yeah, the last time that was back in week 3 at Veneta, that was 70-12. This game is 70-14. First and 10 from Dewey's 35-yard line. Chase Rivard under center. Getting the signals from Ashley Henley and that Bulldogger coaching staff. They're going to bring in some new players. So here's Rivard in a shotgun formation. The snap. Hand off is to Cole Brown. And Brown runs to the middle to the 39-yard line. Tackle by Micah Gardner. 1:40 and counting in this ball game. Dewey looks like they're going to drop to 2-5 overall. 1-2 in district play and be 2nd-7 from the 39. Hand off is to Cole Brown. Sweep to the right side, and he's broken up immediately at the 38.
I think if he'd have kept stretching that, he might have had a little more out of that, but he thought he saw a cutback lane and nothing doing.
Loss of 1 makes it 3rd-8 now from the 38-yard line. 1 minute to go in the game. Disappointing day for the Dewey Bulldoggers.
Easy to see why the Bulldogs are the number 3 team on anybody's list.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're pretty good. They are very good.
That's like saying Mount Everest is a pretty big hill.
Rivar now to shotgun formation. A snap. Hand off Cole Brown and scampers to a yard to the 39-yard line. That may be the final play of the game. It'll be 4th-7 from the 39. Dewey, don't think they'll have to snap the football. It may go one more play. Who knows? No, that's going to do it. And your final score is going to be Lincoln Christian 70 and Dewey 14. 70-14, Lincoln Christian picks up the win. We'll wrap this game up in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bulldoggers Football here on Real Country KRIG.